Chimpanzee is a more Disney movie than the Disney company intended it to be. NPR had one of its makers saying that the company instructions had been that no story was to be planned in advance and that the facts of chimpanzee life in the wild were not to be prettified or sentimentalized, but presented as actually observed. And that's what the company wanted to do, going to the extent even of never getting closer to their subjects than about 20 feet so there could be no close personal relationship with them. But during the 3 years or so of observation in the forest, something happened right in front of the cameras that no observer of chimpanzee life would have believed possible. And there it was on their film, believable or not, and it sweetened the determinedly pretty grim picture of Darwinian struggles for survival into a beautiful little children's movie of love and survival. The movie emphasizes the dangers of starvation and what can only be called warfare among wild creatures, including killing monkeys and rejecting orphans too young to take care of themselves, with narration that humanizes the action but doesn't soften the facts. And then, well, I won't spill the beans because the sudden shift doesn't spoil the movie, just makes it a picture of wildlife less than typical from all that we know about wildlife. It doesn't deny the sheer physical beauty of untamed nature and its creatures, and since it's basically the story of a baby chimp's early years, it has a lot of cute footage of furry children at play. It also has its share of melodrama as the ugly ape with a scarred face and his army, the term is in the movie, keeps threatening the little group, also called a team. It has a number of surprises and a lot of good old-fashioned animal fun, so Chimpanzee should entertain everybody and educate you more than you expect. Jim Erickson, over and out.